Hello and welcome. This is iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Rebellion Against God. What has become of the United States, England, and Israel? Why are these nations rebelling against God? Man seems to be so blind as to the obvious. The signs are right before our eyes, and yet generation after generation fails to see them and or yield to them. Man wants to live in peace and harmony, yet wants to be able to keep his pride as well. Strange, isn't it? After all, it is man's pride that is causing all of this. Let's look at a repeat of history. Go back into the Old Testament to the time of the Exodus. God frees the Hebrews from the bondage of slavery by the Egyptians. Do you think they would have been grateful to God for this freedom? No, they weren't. All they did was whine and complain, never being truly grateful to God for taking care of them. So, God caused them to wander the desert for 40 years until that rebellious generation was weeded out. God was leading and governing these people all the way, until one day came when they didn't want God to govern them anymore. These people wanted a king just like the other nations had. God warned them he was totally against the people being ruled by a king, but they insisted and God gave them a king. This was just the beginning of their many woes. Why would anyone choose man over God? Doesn't make any sense to me, does it for you? Well, it happens all the time. Since they didn't heed God's warning, the people were either blessed with prosperity or cursed with tragedies, plagues, famine, wars, seizure by the enemy, and so on. They had to deal with corrupt kings as well as righteous kings. God warned everyone, as it is written in Deuteronomy 28. In the end, around 70 AD, the Jewish people were left to scatter throughout the world. The Romans destroyed the temple. It wasn't until 1948 that they would become a nation again. So here we go again. They are losing their nation again, piece by piece. If only they would return to God, they would be able to destroy their enemy once again, like they did during the Six-Day War. When are people ever going to learn? How much longer does Israel have before they are conquered again? I should say that they do not have much time left. The nation of Israel is almost surrounded by their enemies. There is only one border left that isn't occupied by the enemy, and that is the border into Egypt. The Jews are becoming more and more nervous as terrorist cells are growing in Egypt. It won't be long before Egypt falls into the hands of Iranian-sponsored terrorists. The Jews made the mistake of constantly giving land away to the Arabs in exchange for peace, which was a fatal mistake on their part. The Arabs want nothing more than to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. I think I said this before, but history does repeat itself. The Jews put their trust in man and not in God. If only they had kept their faith in God, they wouldn't be in the situation that they are in now. They can't rely on the United States anymore. The United States closed the doors on Israel and seemed to be siding with the Arabs. The United States, which once was a great nation, is destined to fall along with England. This nation had it all, until it pushed God out of the way. This nation started its decline as far back as I can remember. And I'm talking about maybe back into the 60s. Just look at each decade how the morals of this nation deteriorated. Ever since prayer was removed from the schools in 63, people increased their hatred towards religion, and thus became the very decaying of spirituality. Since then, we've had riots, protests, assassinations, abortions, women's lib, which helped cause the deterioration of family structure and jobs lost for the head of the household, homosexuals protesting and becoming a part of the mainstream, a rapid increase in sexually explicit material, child molesters, divorce rates, teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, major corruption in our government, kids killing adults and kids. It just keeps going on and on. The United States hasn't won a war since World War II. And that was only, they also had help from other nations as well. And it's not going to win the next one, which would be World War III. Sounds like history is repeating itself all over again. What had happened to the Jews will also happen to us. England is also in the same boat. So what's going to happen? I see it like this. The United States has been tested over and over again. Iran, North Korea, and Russia. They all have tested us. And what have we done about this challenge? Nothing. It seems like our will is broken. Do you know how happy that makes these countries? In case you didn't know, China backs North Korea. The Fourth Reich, Germany, is on the rise. They're leading the whole EU, European Union. Russia, along with China, which they have been practicing war games with for years, they're also on the rise. Iran is rising, and they are preparing to take out Israel now that they have long-range missiles, and also they started fueling their nuclear plant. But once Iran takes out Israel, if they should happen to do so, the EU, led by Germany and the Vatican, will come down from the north and take out Iran. The Germans are already positioning themselves for a war with Iran. They know that they can't rely on the United States either. The United States abandoned Poland, so now they are a fair game for Russia and Germany. All because we backed down from installing a missile defense system in Europe. So it looks like Poland is going to be forced to join the EU. The Bloody Vatican wants Jerusalem and a new world order. We all know that the Vatican has had ties with Germany for hundreds of years. The Vatican is persecuting Jews all over Europe right now as you listen to this audio. The way things look in the world, the United States has lost its will. The nations that used to listen to us now laugh at us. The nations that used to rely on us are living in fear. Are you happening to be living in fear? Are you worried? If you are, now would be a good time to call on Jesus. Jesus will help you lose all that fear and all those worries. Teach you and show you the way back to God. Without Him, you have no life. You can't go it alone. If you want security, then put your trust and life into the hands of Jesus Christ. And find real peace and freedom from the bondage of this world. The return of Jesus Christ will bring a new world order the way it should be. There will be only one King, Jesus Christ. Don't be fooled by imitators and false promises. Thank you, and may God bless you always.